Welcome to the Unmasked Podcast! Today, my friends, on this late night episode, well, it's not gonna be late for you guys, but it's late for us, we have the absolutely wonderful, very pog, very hype, Zahira!
Hello, my name is Zahira, and I'm a bit of a broken record. Please give me a little bit of buffer to time playback that doesn't always like to work, especially when I do this intro. I've done it a million thousand times, and I will still genuinely stutter in spaces where I'm like, please don't.
Please don't do that thing.
No, it's like you would think if I say something and enough. Because it's like there's a planned stutter part of the bat, and then other times my stutter is just like, is that a challenge? How about I just don't let you get past the third word?
Oh my god, it's like, bitch, you wanna try me? Let's go! Oh my god.
No, I find it is so funny, but because I say that whenever I get raided, mm-hmm. And it's like, it's literally a coin to toss of whether or not I say it with, like, a certain amount of fluidity, or if I get stuck on the first chunk.
Oh, it's like, it's random.
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh, that's awesome that you have like that kind of like intro to like, yo, this is me. What the fuck is up, homies?
It's kind of funny because I noticed that if I mention the stutter first, people aren't awkward about it. Like I was at a cosplay convention, right? And I was talking to someone and he just goes, by the way, I don't mean to be rude, but did you have a stutter? And I'm just like, yes. But no, so many people are like, they don't think it's okay to acknowledge it. And I'm just like, hi, yeah, no, it's right here. We both can see it with our ears.
We see this thing with our ears. Hell yeah. First question for you, a part of this podcast discussion interview. When and why did you start creating content?
Okay, are we wanting specifically for Twitch or in general?
Let's go in general.
Okay, because those are two very distinct different answers.
Oh.
Because in general means... that's why... So the reason I got to... film to Twitch is because of TikTok, but the Twitch story is different than the TikTok story. The TikTok story is my friend at the time really liked this app called Musical.ly.
Oh.
And had me to download it. I made three TikToks, hated it, or Musical.ly's, hated it, deleted it, and then like a couple months later, I re-downloaded the app and popped off immediately.
Ooh.
Because of the stutter. I just attracted a bunch of people and I really leaned into the bat. So a lot of the bat was just initially feeding off of the attention.
Oh.
And that's what got me to keep making content, but because it was instant gratification.
Hey.
Where it didn't, but it wasn't until I shifted back into just doing cosplay that I fall back into that, like, oh, I'm doing this because I enjoy it.
Right.
Because I've gotten to a point where I'm like, I cosplay because I enjoy it. I don't care if the videos do well. And that's actually why I have two different TikToks, is cosplay is for just, I don't care if these videos do well. I'm having fun. Where the IRL content attempt is a little bit more of the... So this is the content that people actually followed me for. Don't expect this to be posted up often, but it's here.
It's here. Enjoy.
But, honestly, it was one of those things where it's like, I got into TikTok, but because of just impulse, it was just... It fed that need to just feel acknowledged, and it just helped me connect with people. Now, the way I got into content creation for Twitch is so fucking funny. So, for the longest time, I wanted to be a YouTuber. When I was young, middle school-aged, I wanted to be a YouTuber because I thought it was so cool, and I wanted to make that type of content. But I was living in this mindset because... young adult novels are awful, but because in those books, you have like those like young teenager to like maybe like just 18-year-old characters who are basically saving the world. So I had
Right.
this mentality of, well, if I'm not already successful as a teenager, then I should just give up.
Yeah, that it's I love stories from that like that kind of category in that era, but that is like the worst
But
part
that
about it because
is the
it
fact
like it pushes
it
forward though.
has this certain age group, and that's because it's appealing to that age group. But it
Right.
reinforced this belief to me that if I'm not already successful by the time that I'm 16, I should just give up. But that was also coupled with the fact of at the time, a lot of those YouTubers were in college. So it was this
Right.
mental. It was so I was stuck into this mentality of, well, I'm already in high school and I haven't done anything, so I might as well not try. But I'm not in college yet, so I'm not old enough to be doing this yet. So that's the mentality I have, is I'm not in college. I am not old enough to be a YouTuber. So fast forward to about December of 2020, specifically a week before Rambu joined the Dream SMP. That is important.
Oh,
Let me
okay.
get let, That is important for a reason. One of my friends who watched Rambu basically had recommended it to me, him as a streamer, and this was right before he joined the Dream SMP. And so we're talking, and they go, "Oh yeah, my hyperfixation is the Dream SMP, yada yada yada. By the way, did you know you're the same age as Quackity?" And I go, "What?" And they're like, "Yeah, you're the same age as Quackity." And I just had this moment of, "Oh fuck, I am actually the age that I constantly said I had to be before I could content create. And now that there are content creators that are this age making content, so what fucking excuse do I have?" So if Rambu didn't exist, my friend wouldn't have gotten into the hyperfixation of Dream SMP and then wouldn't have known who Quackity was. So it's all connected in
It's
a
all
weird way. It's all
connective.
connected in a weird way. But yeah, no. If so, it's literally the reason I stream is the fact that I'm the same age as Quackity.
Dang.
It's so stupid. So I'm
I
sitting
mean,
here in December of 2020, literally a week before I'm about to move to the other side of the country, going, "Oh yeah, no." Going, "Well then, guess I'm starting Twitch." So I spent that period of time where I was already done packing, just like making a Discord server, making a Twitch account, making assets, making sure my dinky laptop could actually run OBS, figuring out what OBS was. And then I
Right.
made a TikTok about it, and on January 24th of 2021, I went live and I had 3 viewers. And what I find funny is, on my so my I'd advertised it on my TikTok account, where I have a very, very healthy follower account on my TikTok account. But that video flopped. So for my first 3 streams, I had 3 viewers. And I then offhandedly made a TikTok video mentioning that I had Twitch, right? So my fourth or like fifth, somewhere like it was like early February. So I haven't even streamed for like a month yet.
Right.
I just have a sudden like influx of viewers. And I'm just like, what's going on here? But because I just assumed that because the first video on my TikTok flopped, that no one cared that I had a Twitch, right? No, I got affiliate by March.
Damn.
I hadn't even been streaming for 3 months before I got affiliate.
Yes, Sahara, pop off.
And that's like, and like, I've definitely like steadied out with my growth. But that was the thing, is again, going back with like the TikTok thing, I did it like it wasn't as instantaneous. It was the exact same thing where I didn't get an instant dose of serotonin. One thing changed, and then nearly immediately got the instant gratification. And that pushed me to keep going. Now,
Hey.
I definitely keep my follower. I don't see my I try to at words. I keep my viewer count off, but because I don't like to see it when I'm streaming, but because in my brain, I like pretending that I only have 3 viewers. But it was one of those things where like that initial like serotonin boost was probably the reason why I doubled down as hard as I did it on Twitch and am still going, but because it can be really hard when you don't have a lot of viewers initially. And like, granted, I was lucky enough to have a different platform that I could direct people to direct people from to give me that kickoff start. But yeah, no. It's like my whole thing that keeps me motivated is the fact that I've just been really lucky and had like these just really random things happen that just keep me going.
And that's really cool. Like, that is an insane story.
It's like it all happened, but because Rambu existed and I'm the same age as Quackity.
Rambo is the reason I'm here.
No, because that's the reason that like I brought up specifically that it was a week before he joined the Dream SMP is the friend who made the Quackity comment actually was one of Rambu's OG followers.
Oh, damn.
Like pre-Puns Raid OG. So it's one of the things where had they not watched Rambu, they wouldn't have branched out into potentially other Minecraft YouTubers that would have been in the Dream SMP, like Quackity. So it's one of the things where it's like that scenario was just so perfect for that
Everything just
comment to
lined
happen.
up.
Yeah, no, because it's had they not made that comment and told me to watch the Dream SMP, it would have completely gone over my head. Like I would have been like, cool, random content creator. No. Someone who is specifically my age who does the type of content that I would want to do. It's like,
Dang.
man, it's like you're almost telling me I can do this thing. How dare you?
How dare you? Oh no. Well, not oh no, but like, damn. Okay, so.
I just find it so funny that it's just like, curse you, Quackity!
You've done this! Oh my god. Okay, so that Quackity and Rambu and your friend, like all of those connections, they got you to creating content and then getting you to the place that you are today.
Yep, pretty
But
much.
how did you come up with your name for streaming and for
Okay.
content and
This
what was
so
the story behind
Zahira
that?
is kind of a funny story. So
Ooh.
once upon a time, I was 4 years old.
As one is.
And my dad being a grade A parent, let me play Halo 2 on the Xbox. And at the
We
time,
love
me
gamer parents.
being a nerd, my username was Bell1776. You want to guess why those numbers?
1776.
Yeah.
I was gonna try to make a Hamilton reference, but that's not the right year
It's
at
not
all. It's
Hamilton.
not Hamilton.
No, that's the date on the Liberty Bell.
Oh!
Now, why would 4-year-old me care about this? Who knows? So that was my gamer tag for the longest time, right? And was actually my original username on my first Minecraft account. So because I guess how old my Minecraft account is?
Oh God. I'm trying to think of how old it is now. Oh God, maybe like
I
15, six, 16 years?
don't want to do math. So if Minecraft came out in 2011, I was playing it in its beta back in 2009.
2013. Oh well,
So
about.
my first like account would have been like around like probably was officially in 2011, and I made that my gamer tag. And then by the t but what had happened was I ended up making a new account, and I'm like, well, I can't have this username. What the heck am I going to do? Because all of my things had been under like Bell1776 since I was 4.
Dang.
And so in like 2013, I'm just like, okay, we need to switch this up.
We're changing gears here.
But at the same time, I didn't want numbers in my username. That was like the main reason I didn't like Bell1776 anymore, is I didn't want numbers. Because like Like, that was like the thing I despise. But as you know, on the internet, nothing, there is no such thing as originality. There's only just stealing and slightly altering content that already exists.
Right.
So, how the heck was I going to get a username that was going to be one word, no numbers,
And like
but
no
still
fucking
unique?
characters. Right.
Yeah, but still be unique. So I did the wonderful game of just sounding words, just sounding out sounds out loud alone in my room until I got a combination I liked. And then once I had like the sounds of Zahira. How would I spell that? That was the mentality. That was the methodology that I had. So
Dang.
that's how I got the Zahira. It was just the desire for no numbers and originality. And so I made that my Minecraft username, made it, and then
It
as I slowly
flows
got.
really well.
The thing is, I could probably, on one hand, like, name the people who have said it right on the first try, because most people look at it and they think it's two syllables, so they say Zyra or some variation of that. No one immediately assumes it's three syllables. But the funny thing is, one of the people who has said my name right on the first try, I think this is so funny. So when I raid people on Twitch, I always try to aim for someone who has less viewers than my raid. Because I like to have, I like to make a splash. I like to make whoever I'm raiding feel good. But
Right.
because it's like when you suddenly double in numbers, that's
It's
a nice
really
serotonin
exciting.
hit. That's a serotonin hit for
Hey.
me. Like, it's not too aggressive where you're like, what the fuck is going on? But it's not like too little where it's like, but it's not like so small comparison where it doesn't like even where it doesn't even quantify as a drop, right? So one today, it's like we're still vaguely early into my streaming career. I haven't followed a lot of people onto Twitch yet, and I just kind of joke like I had like it was gonna be a small raid regardless, and I kind of just joke, hey guys, what if I raid Aerith? And so we raid Aerith, and I actually screen recorded it because I was just like, oh my God. But Aerith is one of like 5 to 10 people who have said my username right on the first try. And I think that's just
Whoa.
kind of funny. Like, and like, because it's like, to him, it was just like, oh yeah, another raid. That's cool. But I'm just like, oh my God, I have a clip of Aerith themselves saying my username. It's smaller things like that where I'm just like, no, this is so weird. Because something that caught me off guard is insert. I'm gonna be vague about this one, but I had raided someone, and they said my name right. So I'm like, oh yo, you said my name right. And then they're like, oh yeah, it's because I've heard insert other person that I'm mutuals with on TikTok and Twitch talks about you. And I'm like, what?
Whoa.
What do you mean? No, it's so weird, but because I have people that I'm mutuals with that I perceive them as people, but I also recognize that they have a higher level of popularity than me, kind of already have an established friend group, and are very busy. So I don't make like too much of an effort to try and like befriend them, if that makes sense, but because it's like I don't want to like harass them to the point where they feel like they have to reply, but I also recognize it's like they have their own lives going on. So it's like I don't want to like insert myself into their life. So I'm like I'm happy being in like that little mutual territory. But then to hear that they talk about me, I'm just like, "Oh,
Excuse me?
maybe I'm not ghosting as much as I think I am."
Oh my gosh, that's really cool. And like the fact that like you came up with your name was just like, I've created something and it is in the palm of my hands. That is
Yeah,
so freaking cool.
and honestly, it's like the name Zahira, probably it almost feels more like my actual name than my name. But because
I feel that.
well, here's the funny thing about it is, it's been my gamertag tag since like 2013, right? That's plenty of time for people to read it, not bother to try and say it, so it just got shortened to Z. So from like 2013 up until like 2015, 16, 2015, 2016, Z has just been like, it's been my nickname. It is the name that people default to. So when I'm having a little bit of
Oh.
trans panic and questioning my everything. I had this moment where I'm like, well, I don't want to go by my dead name, but I also don't want to go by the name that I'm currently going by because I know I'm not going to keep it. So
Right.
there was just this one funny moment where I'm at con and I meet this person. They're awesome. Con ends. I meet them again at another con and they didn't remember what my name is. And I was just having gender panic. So in a moment of just not knowing what to say, I introduced myself as Z. And
Ooh.
so all of my friends ended up, so it went from just being a gamer tag to literally every person I met at a cosplay convention, including my now partner, just knew me as Z. Like, my
Oh,
partner
that's so
introduced
cool.
me to their parents as Z. And
Oh my gosh.
I'm just like, this is my life now. I'm just Zahira.
I
Hello.
this is my new
Reese,
identity.
who?
Hello.
No, it's so funny, but because it's like on my TikTok, I used to introduce myself as, hello, my name is Reese. And I kind of just stopped doing that just because it's like, eh. But it's like, it's so weird to be like, oh, hi, I'm Reese. But because in literally like every sphere of my life, except for like school and work, I am Zahira. And I'm
Right.
just like, what is this? Where am I?
Where am I? Oh
Where am I?
gosh.
How did we get here?
How did I get to this place where I currently am? Because I have no recollection of it.
Like, you're probably
Oh.
wondering how I got here. Well, it's a
Yeah.
funny story.
You make like a video or like a spoof pilot episode of a series and just like write it out in that
It's
format.
just my life, and it just at the end
Yes.
it just title screen my at for Twitch.
Yes! Oh my god. The ultimate channel plug.
Honestly, I've been meaning to make a Twitch channel
Oh, the fucking
like preview
preview?
video thing that no one ever watches.
Oh. I forget that that's a thing.
I also forget it's a thing. Like, if I'm going to do somebody's TikTok to see like what their vibe is, I go to their clips immediately. But because it's
Yeah!
like you can make your channel trailer whatever you want, but your Twitch clips are going to show me what your audience think your peak moments are.
Yeah.
So it's one of the things where that's where I'm going to get a better idea of like what your vibe is, but because it might not be your top tier quality content, but it's going to be still like your content. It's
And
going to be a clip of
right.
who you are.
Back to like what you had said about the like not doing like scripted stuff or like wanting like YouTube is cool, but like Twitch it has this organicness to it. Like a channel preview, that is pretty much just either a bunch of things put together, which could be clips, but it also sometimes people like script it out, and that's totally okay. But going to a person's clips to be able to see who they are and what they are like, those aren't planned. Those are taken like in the moment. Those are like such an organic kind of like introduction to a person that you can get on Twitch, kind of. Like if
Yeah,
they're
no,
not
no.
live.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing where it's like, kind of going back to like when my friend mentioned that I was like the same age as Quackity. It's like my whole thing was I wanted it to be a YouTuber, so why did it I pick Twitch ultimately? And that goes back to TikTok, is I would film a video, and if it didn't turn out the way I wanted it within three takes, I started feeling like this is too scripted. I feel like I'm thinking about my words too much. This no longer feels like me. But because I don't like content where I feel like I'm not organic. Like, I like to do kind of just, this is who I am, take it or leave it. If I'm not for you, then there is a sea of content awaiting for you. So it's one of the things
Very
where it's
true.
like YouTube, even though there's still that like organic element of it, but because it's like if you're playing a video game that has a story, it's gonna be kind of obvious if you go back and refilm things. Like,
Very
I feel
true.
like it's like there's only so much you can do to edit away a record a re-re a re a re-recording. But at the same time, it's like it was that mentality of because you can edit and because you can splice and make things more polished, I feel like you're removing the thing like a rough stone versus a polished stone. Like, yes, there's benefits to both, but you lose some of the uniqueness of the rough stone. And
Fair.
that's what I like about Twitch is you're seeing people, like, even if they have like a streaming persona, that there's still like an element of rawness to it where it's like, no, you're getting to know who this person is. Because
Absolutely.
Like on YouTube, like you can film something as many times as you need to get the vibe that you're going for. Where with Twitch, like, I feel like it would be too much work to continuously uphold a persona.
It would basically be like acting 24/7. It would be like like a live performance or like filming for a TV show, but just constantly, and that is draining.
Yeah, no, and that's it, and especially like if you're that person where it's like you stream for 3, 4, 5, 6, 12 hours. It's like there's only so much you can do before just who you are bleeds through.
Right.
And so it's like Twitch just felt like the better medium for me because first of all, you can put out content way faster. Like
that's,
you don't
true.
Have to edit if you don't want to. But it also just allows me to kind of be like, sure, I'm talking to a camera, but it doesn't feel like I'm filming. It doesn't feel as structured or as professional. And that's not to say it's not professional, but it's like, it feels like I can just relax and pretend like I'm like on a Discord call with my friend.
Yeah. Okay. Question.
Answer.
What are the initial reactions of new viewers to your texts? Is there a lot of reaction? Is it just like, oh, cool, let's move on, let's content? Well, what are people's thoughts?
So for the most part, people did like if people don't mention the ticks unless I'm a mention it first, and usually if they're bad, I explain what they are immediately. But because mine tend to be fairly calm for the most part. Though, like, when I was streaming Among Us recently, but because high energy, high adrenaline, I ended up ticking more. And usually I just explain what that is in the moment and then go on for it. But I've never had someone just point blank bring it up first. It's usually like, oh, my headphones fall off my head, but because I just ticked a bunch of times and I go, oh, I guess it's ticky to time right now. And then just everything keeps going. But for the most part, when people first join my streams, I rarely get, like, I don't think I've ever had one person to be like, oh, what are ticks, or oh, what why are you like moving like that? That's more like a tick to talk thing, and even then it's very far and few between.
Okay.
I will say most people notice the stutter first, just because that one's a lot more prevalent. Like that's the one that's on all the time. Like the ticks usually go away when I'm hyper focusing, which tends to be why they're not as noticeable in my content. But like the stutter I can't turn off. So sometimes I'll get people. This is like the question that infuriates me and confuses me in equal measures.
Oh, no.
And it's someone will leave a comment being like, hey, not trying to be rude, but what is that stuttering that you're doing? Like, what's the stuttering? It's a stutter.
See, like,
I'm like, how do I answer that? It's like, I will have someone be like, what's your stutter?
It's
a stutter.
That's literally the answer. You answered your own question with the question.
It's like, and I don't know, like, what more elaboration. No, like, I had someone so nicely ask, like, hey, what's that stuttering that you're doing? I want to do more research on it. It's a stutter. Just Google stutter. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine, sweetie. You'll be fine.
But
oh.
I find it funny because usually when people like first enter my chat, as far as like what they pick up on and what they'll say is that usually that I have a good vibe. I get a lot of comfort streamer remarks.
I can agree with that.
Or this one's so funny and it's migrated. There's a second there, like this used
what?
To be just a one bullet point
oh?
thing, and now there's two. So the first one is I get compared to Wilbur Soot a lot. Like just point blank. And at first I thought like, well, I wore a yellow sweater a lot initially just because I had just gotten that. So when I get a new piece of clothing, I wear it, like, religiously.
Yes!
So, like, there was a period of time where I was wearing a yellow sweater a lot. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's the fact that I cosplay character Wilbur Soot and that I'm wearing a yellow sweater. Maybe that's it. But no. I had someone who had just joined my stream. Like, this was a brand new talk, brand new chatter, like, never before seen. This stream exclusive. They never came back. Cool. And they had given bits So it would read out on voice dictation, but because I had the text to speech for bits and donos, so
Right.
that they gave me money to ask if I was cosplaying Wilbur Soot. Now, that's fine until you look at what I was wearing into that stream. I have blonde hair. I was wearing clear contacts, so I didn't have my glasses on. I was not wearing a beanie, and I was wearing a black Darkiplier tank top. Nothing about that description screams Wilbur Soot to me.
No.
So apparently, my vibe is that strong. So I get a lot of like, "Will you like? Oh, you remind me of Wilbur Soot content." Or, "Hey, you're." Oh, this is another one. Sorry, sidetrack
You're
from the
good.
compared to YouTuber thing. I get a lot of comments saying that my stutter is relaxing. Because I've had people with audio processing disorders tell me that it helps them focus. I've had people who English is their second language tell me that my stutter helps them focus, like that I keep them engaged. And I think that's really funny. Because it's like, you know what? If just the way my voice sounds can facilitate you enjoying my content, fuck it! I'm not gonna judge you for saying you like my stutter. I get so many people who are like, "Oh, is it okay if I compliment your stutter?" Sure. You want to compliment my eyes while you're at it? They're really pretty.
Oh my gosh. I just like the fuck it. Oh my God.
But to bounce back to the Wilbur Soot thing. So I said there was another bullet point, right?
Right.
So
What does bullet point number
I.
two have in store?
Bullet point number two is I was cosplaying a different MCYT, and
Oh.
I posted a video on my IRL account because I was cosplaying Grian from Hermitcraft, and my partner was cosplaying Mumbo,
I've
and we had
seen
just
those.
bought a tripod from Goodwill that was broken. So we're in full costume, and they're fixing this tripod, and I'm filming it, right? So we're just having like a oops, we're in character moment. I have had at minimum 10 comments saying that I sound like Grian, and that I'm just like, what? Like, so many comments are just like, "You're Grian without the British accent," and I'm just like, what?
Come again? What?
Come again. Oh,
Rat?
wait, there's another bullet point. So another MCYT I keep getting compared to is apparently I give off Filza vibes as well. I was in a Discord call with someone, and they go, "I've only talked to you for 5 minutes, and I don't know what you look like, but based off of your voice alone, you remind me of Filza Minecraft." And I'm just like, why am I getting compared to British men who created Minecraft? It's like, shoot, at this point, I just needed to collect Technoblade and Tommy, and then I'll just be, in extension, the entirety of the Sleepy Boys Incorporated. And yes, I'm including Grian in that fact, but because the amount of content I've just accidentally stumbled across where people are like, "Grian's part of the Sleepy Boys, he's a Minecraft," and I'm like, where is this
He's
coming
a
from?
Minecraft. Oh my God, that's insane.
But I'm just like, what am I doing? Where I'm just
Why is
simultaneously
this happening?
Wilbur, Filza Minecraft, and Grian. Like,
Dang.
and this is coming from the people who like will like I'm getting this from people who have been in my chat for months and the people who have just joined. It's
Dang.
like I am just all of the British Minecraft creators, apparently. I'm just collecting them slowly like Pokemon.
You're like all of them in one person.
Yeah, so people joining my chat, it's either I'm whatever Minecraft YouTuber you want to project onto me. I've been told I'm Aerith as well. She has been recommended as well as someone that I am just also Aerith. Or it's just you got comfort streamer vibes, or your voice is just Pog Champ.
Oh, that's
It's always
awesome.
it's like the fact that those are the three categories.
It's
It's
really.
either you're insert British YouTuber or a Minecraft streamer, insert Minecraft streamer here who just might be British, comfort streamer vibes, you're super chill, or just The stutter. The stutter. Stutter sparkle emotes.
Stutter sparkle emotes. Oh my gosh. Have there ever been any like funny moments during stream because of like your stutter or like
Yes.
oh boy.
I
Oh
think my favorite one that I do semi-joking is in a moment of panic, I'll start saying no, and but I'll did that or on no. So it'll be and then that is like, you know what I can do to elevate this moment? No 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 no
Yes.
no 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 no. I did do it to like a tune, and that is like this is the quality content. But
This is what
usually
people want.
but this is what people want. But usually it's just moments of it's very rare that I get stuck on a word and just cannot progress. So there's usually just moments like that where I'll just do that, or I'll just like not be able to finish the word and then go fuck.
That I could definitely see.
And the funny thing is, my chat, I am like 13 plus. I kind of play by the rules of if you're in high school, I'm probably okay. Just don't, just that, like, there's gonna be some swearing, but my chat has liked to gaslit me into believing that I am
What?
family friendly and have never sworn in
Oh.
my life. So when I do swear, certain viewers of mine, like there's one specifically that comes to mind who does this every single time. They'll go, "Oh no, not precious innocent little bro Hyra swearing. He's never sworn a day in his life."
Oh my God. That is amazing. This is why I love chat. This is why I love
Oh
communities.
yeah, no. It's like they will like basically maybe they'll act like I never swear, and people who are just joining are all then get
They'll
convinced that I
believe.
don't swear, and I'm just like, what is going on? How did we get here? But one of the things that I find really funny about my speech impediment is, so obviously that there's going to be words I can't say, right? There's one word that when I realized I could say this, I was like, oh, this is going to just be so fun to say, because I have a stutter, and it's going to hit the serotonin, it's going to release the dopamine. This is going to be the best word to say with the stutter, because it's going to be so disruptive, so to just yes, give supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I don't stutter once. Like I might stutter like on the diddy sound, so it might be supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. No, I'm thinking about it. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Like there might be a little bit, but I'm like, why is
But
that
no,
one so fluid?
you said the word.
I know I did, and I'm just like, why is it fluid? I wanted it to like I wanted it to be like the same equivalent as like I don't know, blue blueberry. Like I wanted it to be have like a noticeable sound, and it didn't.
Oh
I got
no.
so mad at that one.
Oh my gosh.
I think the only other times like my stutter like has noticeable disruptions to the chat though is I'll try and say a word and I'll have to have chat sound it out for me in chat, but because I can't figure out how it's supposed to sound. So there's usually like you like so once in a blue moon, there will be like a 5 minute segment of me failing to say a word. Oh, like the word prerequisites. I can't say prerequisites.
Prerequisite?
Prerequisite. I can't say that word. Why? Who
Who
knows?
the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows?
But
Oh my
that and
gosh.
that went that took a bit. That was supposed to be like a 2 second bit where I was joking about like, oh, I don't have the right prerequisites to be a mega builder, I say as I'm building my mega build. Like I was joking like, oh yeah, there's certain like boxes you have to tick off. And that went from like a one-handed joke to do like a 20-minute segment
Oh
of
my
me just now
gosh.
trying to say the word prerequisite. Pre 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 pre
Prerequisite.
pre
That
pre
thing.
Prerequisite. I just my brain doesn't like that word, but it's fun now to bring up in conversation every now and again, but because it's like it hits the serotonin somehow.
Serotonin.
Serotonin.
Serotonin. Oh my gosh. That's damn. Chat is so fun too. Just the fact that like chat is so sweet. Such a also a pain. They're both
Yeah.
so sweet
No,
and
but
such a
I
pain.
really do appreciate chat, but because it's like if I ask them to sound out a word, I'll get at least one. Guaranteed one person will block it up so that I can say it.
A.
Cause that's usually the thing where it's if I get stuck on a word, I need to be able to say the word in order to even remember what the rest of my sentence was. So it's one of the things where it's
Oh.
like chat being able to just like give me that hand there. I'm like, thank gods. Now I can finish my sentence.
A chat coming in clutch. Hell yeah. Okay, so we've talked a lot about content creation, your journey with content creation, the beginnings, the nows. But now I kind of want to swap things over to kind of like a more general sense about content creation, kind of I guess I'll say the industry in itself. But there are a few questions that I'm curious to get your take on. And the first one I'm going to start with, how much of a priority do you think creators should make their mental health? And do you think platforms make it a priority for their creators?
I genuinely feel like mental health, yes, should be a priority. The only problem is platforms don't. A lot of the algorithms literally demand constant retention time. Like YouTube's algorithm is literally built on like the more you watch, the more you binge watch one creator, the more it gets pushed. TikTok's the same way. Like it wants to know that you're watching these videos. Twitch, it's like if you aren't making content and like to Twitch, it's like it will not push you if you're not live. So it's one of the things where these platforms are very much like you need to do always be making content, or we don't care about you. And the problem is, burnout exists. Like there's only so much you
Burnout.
can do. Like during like the peak of quarantine, I was filming like 80 TikToks in one go.
Whoa.
I would no, like if you scroll back on my cosplay account to like when I was doing Sandersides in like April to like September of 2020. I was doing Sandersides and I was doing Critical Role content. A lot of those videos, oh, and JSEE goes. A lot of those like okay, so Thomas Sanders had released like the wedding episode of Sandersides, right?
Oh.
So it's like it's the one where you get it's the Patton, Roman and Deceit heavy episode.
Right.
I filmed that video the same night that came out. I switched cosplays four times. I did four different cosplays. I started filming at 6 p.m. I stopped filming at 6 a.m.
Whoa.
I just fit like because it's like I had the I just made content. Same thing like with there's one Critical Role video that exists on my thing where I duetted a Matt Mercer cosplayer where I switched from Caleb to Jester to Beau or some sort of order of there. So I had two setups, but because I didn't want to mess up the angle, but I also didn't want to do full blue face paint and only film one video. So I filmed like 30 videos for Jester, filmed the clip I needed for her for that video on the other tripod, filmed like I think 5 or 10 videos for Beau, and then finished off the night with like 30 videos for Caleb.
Damn.
Because then I was like there was a point in time where on TikTok I posted 3 videos a day for
Jeez.
like months at a time. Like I'd say comfortably
Months?
for like all of 2020, I think I was posting 3 videos a day.
Oh my God.
But then it's like my real life kind of kicked back in, and then I'm just like, oh, I don't have this time on my hands anymore. Like, there's only so much I can do to the points where it's like, but it's like, Actually, here's a really good example. I had a moment where I was having like a full mental breakdown because of an IRL thing that was happening. To the point where I was still trying to set up for stream, and one of my mods actually had to step in and tell me to not stream that day. I had one of my mods basically ground me because I was still crying as I was setting up for stream.
Oh gosh, mods coming in clutch.
So it's one of those things where it's like, I definitely prioritize streaming, and I like to feel like 90% of the time I have a good balance, but it's like, if you look at my partner, it's like they don't stream as much as they want to, but because they didn't have the same luck I did. They didn't pop off immediately. So it's one of the things where it's like there's that element of feeling like why bother that this isn't going where that keeps weighing on them to the point where it's like they don't stream as much as they want to. And it's one of the things where it's like it's hard to kind of balance the expectations and the work that goes in. Like I
Oh my
didn't even know it's
gosh.
like the amount of work I put off screen is not nearly as much as I feel like I should be putting into it, but it's still so significant. Like, but it's still a
It's
lot
so
of time that
much.
you see behind the screen. Like, I know, like, literally, I have a folder on my computer, of just so many different versions of starting panels. I have changed my starting, ending, and intermission panel to streams knowledge 4 times in a year. And I draw all of these myself.
Oh, damn.
And I'd say one takes about 4 to 8 hours, depending on what it is. But because I'm not that good at drawing, so it's one of the things where I look up a lot of reference images. There's a lot of tracing and then drawing it by freehand to like make sure that it still like falls within like original content. Because I'll trace something to get the general idea of what I'm doing, and then I'll redraw the traced image like twice. But it's one of the things where it's like I will spend all the energy on like just like my panels alone, only to then change them like a couple months later. But it's like, but that's still like 4 to like 6 hours that I spent literally on something for stream, and you don't see that. And then it's like, no. So and it's one of the things where it's like that's like 6 hours I could have been like, you know, like sleeping
Yeah, like
or like spending time with
sleeping or
friends.
taking care of other things that you need to within your life, or.
It is one of those things where it's like content creating, especially if you want to, especially if you treat it like a job, you put so much time and energy into it. Like I've definitely ended streams with kind of this mentality of, you know, guys, I think I'm just done. Like I don't really have a better way of saying to this. I think I just need to tap out. So, and then I'll thank everyone for being there, find a raid, and usually, and like that's the thing. It's just I'll hit this energy crash. And I'll sometimes hit that energy crash like around like the hour 30 mark for some streams, but I'll still keep going for like another hour and a half. But because it's like I said I was gonna give you 3 hours of content, here's 3 hours of content. But it's one of the things where sometimes it's like, but the first hour is significantly better quality. Like, sure, like I can bring it back. I always have like this dip where it's like first hour, perfect. Second hour, eh. Third hour, yo, like comes back. But it's one of those things where it's like, is it worth pushing through that 1 hour of just
Meh.
of like, is this good? Because you'll notice I make like the same three jokes when I don't know what to talk about. And it's the, man, I have no idea what I'm trying to talk about. Like, it's crazy. Like, I can't fall silent. Like, I make a joke about not knowing to talk about. And then anyone who's been in my chat long enough has heard me go, just, am I going crazy? Would you even know? Am I right back where I started 14 years ago? Wanna guess the ending if it ever
Forever
does.
does.
I'm so hyper fixated on Bo Burnham. It's not even funny.
Bo
But
Burnham.
that like bit is like so integrated into my content. I guarantee you cannot find a stream of mine where I didn't do that at least once.
That,
It's
like,
like,
it's such a st it's a staple.
oh yeah, no. Off topic. I went to karaoke last night with my partner, and they had Welcome to the Internet. So you know what I did.
Yes! Hell yes! Oh my God. Go,
But
kind of, oh, sorry, no, you go.
No, you're good. I was just gonna, like, repeat myself, probably.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say.
I mean, not like that I'm not already repeating myself with every single word I say, but oh. Continue.
Oh. With, like, where you had said that you don't think platforms make it a priority, mental health making that a priority for their creators, what kind of measures do you think that they should take to make it a priority?
Honestly,
what kind of things do you think they could do?
I feel like they needed to change their algorithm. Because the problem is, the push for content is because of the algorithm shift. They want retention, and they want you to binge watch content to stay on the platform, to stay on that channel. Which is one of the reasons why, like, animators, those videos have so much prep for, like, maybe 10 minutes of content. Mm-hmm. So a lot of animators suffer because of the fact that they don't keep that retention, but because they are only posting maybe like once or twice a month, where like when did they first change the algorithm to be about retention? Like if you look at it back in like old YouTube mm-hmm. days, channels like Smosh, PewDiePie, those were channels that were just putting out constant content so that they were getting constant retention. Like there's a reason like Let's Players built that platform. It's because it favored the algorithm. Same thing with like daily vloggers for a period of time. Mm. Like that was a video a day for the longest time.
Very
so it's one
true.
Of the things where it's like, and if you can't keep up, like a lot of these platforms feel like you're basically running a rat race where it's like, if you fall behind,
God, yeah.
you're going to get drowned. And so it's one of the things where it's like, it's needing to remove that pressure. And the only really way I could think about it is just changing the algorithm to maybe to favor something else.
Right.
Like, but the problem is, it's like, what do you switch it to? Like, how do you gauge if a video is good? But because obviously, if people are watching your content consistently for hours at a time, it must be good, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, how do you accommodate for something where it's like, what if someone can only post a video once a month, once every 2 months? Like, they might be awesome videos, but how do you keep people engaged?
That is very true. It's such a, like, a double-edged sword, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Is bad. Like, it's good, but it's also bad, but,
Yeah, because it's like, how do you keep making content in a way that keeps people engaged, pleases the algorithms, but also doesn't cause burnout? But because it's like, yeah, some people have the energy to continuously make content, but other people don't. And it's like, one of the things where it could just be that you're on the wrong platform. Like,
right.
Because Twitch is I feel like Twitch is, not to say that YouTube's not active, but it's like, you can post a YouTube video and basically let that sit. It will generate without it's not like a passive income, because there's a lot of work that goes into making
right.
it a passive income,
but it's like once it's on there,
you're good for a hot minute. We're like with Twitch, is if you drop off the face of the earth for like 3 months,
then it's
like
not
people
on.
Are gonna move on. People are gonna find a new comfort streamer. They're gonna find somebody to watch, unless you're above a certain threshold, like where like you and I sit. It's like, if we were to disappear for, like, 3 months, we might lose, like, some of the people who aren't, like, our diehard regulars. But we might lose someone who might have been more of, like, a casual person, but because they found someone else to watch during that time slot. Where if you're, like, Technoblade or, like, Dream, it's like, you could drop off the face of the earth for 3 months, come back.
It's not going to matter, because everybody will come back.
There's no noticeable dip. Because there's just so many people there that are already, like, they're like, we're here.
Yeah.
Like, I have literally spent a time with my partner where we were in line for gas at Costco, and Technoblade had a live notification, like, happen. And immediately my partner kicks me off of music, like, puts their phone on the dash, and now we're watching Technoblade. I'm like, what happened here? We're getting gas at Costco.
There's always time for Technoblade.
it's one of those things where it's like,
Oh my gosh.
if like it's one of those things where if you're like below a certain threshold, it's like you're putting in so much work and you get punished so much harder because you don't have that die-hard community yet.
Yeah.
And it's like, at that point, like, what do you do? Like, I feel so bad that my Discord isn't more active from, like, not from, like, the people in its standpoint, but from, like, my standpoint. I don't engage in my Discord as much as I feel like I should,
Oh
but
my
because
gosh.
I'm, like, what you see on screen is me. Like, this is
Yeah.
my energy. But the problem is, I'm only like this verbally. If you want me to do engage via text, like, I can guarantee, like, the last, like my top three conversations in my Discord right now is me inquiring how my friends are doing. I'm asking them questions. I'm making them lead the conversation, but
Right.
because there's only so much I can talk about myself to different people before I'm like, I've said this already. Like, I will info dump my day to one person, and then in my brain, it's like, I've talked about it. I don't need to tell anyone else about my day. It's out
It's
there. I've
out
already
in the
talked about
world.
it. So it's like, how do I continuously keep a conversation going with people via text when it's like, I feel like I've already said something. I don't want to.
Right.
And so it's one of the things where I'm like,
Discord can be so tricky at times, and it's like making sure that the engagement is there, and it's also
yeah, because
like,
that's how it's like, that's how you connect to your audience when you're
yeah.
not streaming. But I'm like, how, like, but then again, it's like, how much can I put in before I'm burning out? But because this might
Yes.
surprise you, but I'm an introvert. I am an
Hell yeah.
introvert through and through. So it's one of the things
Introvert.
where it's like, I can only give so much of my energy
Before the battery is depleted.
before I have to tap out. Like, I
And
literally will end like it, I literally just keep trying to end stream like an hour before my partner gets home, so I have that hour to like recharge and then be a person again.
right.
Granted, it's easy for me to like be burnt out with my partner because, you know, they're my person. But like, if I had to like stream and then go and do something else, like I need that
You
buffer
need that
period.
hour.
And it's one of the things where it's like, but if I'm putting that like into like Discord or like editing vid, well, no, editing videos, that's fine. But like into like Discord, it's like that there's only so much I can keep going.
Yeah. And that's something that I really wish platforms focused on more. And this is the like this is why I ask these questions like in these specific ways is because I want to get other creators' thoughts on this too of like what can these platforms be doing differently? How can they work better with their creators? Because we are people. We are physical people who have our own needs, our own limits and boundaries and things like that. We can't be going 24/7 because we need to take care of ourselves, and burnout is not something that you can just work through until it passes. And it's like these are the things that I wish were talked about more or that I wish were
No, and
prioritized more.
honestly, part of me feels like it is a matter of finding like the right platform.
Right.
Like, that's why it's like TikTok appealed to me, but because it's like I can film like a 1 minute video, take like an hour at most, probably even like spend like 30 minutes putting closed captions on it, but because it's like, please, like if you can, close captions, it saves lives. But it's like,
Yeah.
it's one of those things where it's like, it takes like an hour of my time to make a TikTok and then like leave it for like 3 4 days, and like can like, and that won't affect, like I don't have to worry about hosting, like putting, like for me, TikTok is so low energy, and that's part of the reason I forget about it so often. But it's like I can post when I'm feeling it. Where like
Yeah.
with YouTube and to Twitch, it's like I feel like there's a higher demand. So it's one of the things where I do feel like it's finding the platform that matches your energy. There's a reason why people who do Vine or who did Vine are really good on TikTok. It's the right energy where like
Right.
people who did Vine might not have succeeded as well as they did on like YouTube. It's a different medium. Or like a YouTuber might not be able to do Twitch, where a Twitch streamer might not be able to do YouTube.
Right.
Though, like it's a different mentality per platform. So I feel
That's
like it
fair
is a matter
too.
of sitting down with yourself and being like, okay, what platform works with how much I'm wanting to put in? But it is one of those things where I feel like I feel like they should tweak the algorithm to not rely so heavily on retention, just because it's like, you like Because some people might not be able to post daily or bi-weekly. Like, and I
Very
feel like that
true.
they shouldn't be punished for the lack of content, but because there is it there's that point where I want to be like quality over quantity. But the thing is, these platforms have so much quantity that it's like it doesn't matter how much of it is bad, but because there's so much of it that there's going to be a lot of good stuff anyway.
Right. No,
And so
that's
it's what
completely fair. It makes sense in that term.
It's one of the things where it's like, how do you get these platforms to care about every single creator that they have when they already have so many that it's like they can just prioritize the ones they care about, because the rest ultimately don't matter in the eyes of a big corporation. It's one of those things where that there's only so much you can be like, can you fix this for us, please? Before
Please.
they like consider like, well, like maybe
We'll think about it.
we'll think about
We'll
it. I'm just
think
thinking
about it.
about it. I'm just thinking about it.
I'm just thinking about it. I wasn't gonna do it. I was just thinking about it. Oh my gosh.
Like, and that like that's the thing. It's like you'll like I remember like to like with TikTok, it's like as far as like actually listening to like what people wanted, like folders for like saved videos was something that I was seeing people requesting for months. And I think it took them like a year before, like to at least my knowledge, before they added that feature in.
I didn't even know that was a feature, to be honest.
It's I discovered that recently.
I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah,
What?
you can save videos in folders
You
now.
can create folders?
But they have like a cap at 20, I think.
What?
Like
Oh, wait, 20 folders or 20 videos?
20 videos in a folder.
Okay. I
But it's like
think.
it's there, but it's like it's one of the things where it's like, but it still took them like
A
a
while to do it.
while. Yeah, same thing with like the auto captions. Like they just like it just appeared one day and we're all just
Yeah.
like, where did
Huh?
this come from?
What is this thing?
It disappeared. And it's like, and it's because like they can take their time, like because they know if say like if like 30% of their platform disappeared, they're still gonna be fine, but because they just
Right.
have that
Such a
many
large
users.
audience.
No, and that's the thing. It's like if I were just to stop streaming like today, if I just walked away from the Twitch, it's like I'm pretty sure at least half of my followers, like if we're just going off of followers alone, I'm pretty sure a majority of them wouldn't notice. Like for a while. And that's just because it's like people watch content when they think about it. So
Right.
it's one of the things where it's like I have like my people who are there every single stream. I have my VOD watchers who just that'll trickle it trickle in throughout the in between a stream times. But then I have the people who are like, oh, I'm so sorry, I haven't been here for months. And I'm like, yeah, no, don't worry about it. But at the same time, it's like that's still months where it's like they could just have like popped in one day and been like, where did they go?
Right.
It's like hasn't streamed in 4 months. So it but it is but that's the problem, is just there's so much quantity of content out there that it's like there's no pressure for these companies to
To try,
change.
yeah. And that's I wish that wasn't the case.
So
Well, I'm glad
unfortunately
that there's a lot of content creators out there, but I wish that I wish that it was like a higher thing of like, please take care of yourselves.
yeah, no, and that's the thing where it's like I feel like it's just kind of recognizing where it's on the creators themselves to kind of be like, where is my boundary? And
And that's
I say
fair.
honestly, the best thing is just be consistent. Like if you know you only have the energy to stream once a week, just be really consistent about that once a week. Because the people who want to watch your content
They will be
will
there.
watch your content. Whether it be live or in VOD form, YouTube video, detected to talk, like whatever your platform is, they'll be there if they know when you're live. So it's because it's like for me, it's like I always tell people, it's like, this is when I'm here. It might not always be at the same time, but it will always be on this day.
Right.
And granted, that might change soon because of, like, a life thing that popped up, but it's one of the things where it's like, but I will tell the people in the Discord. I will tell people on my normal stream days. I will plaster it everywhere. So if that change does happen, people know. But because it's like, if they can trust me to be live on insert day of the week,
then they know.
I'm going to be there. They're going to come back. And so it's one of the things where I'd say I feel like that's like the best way to please the algorithm while also prioritizing your mental health is know where your limit is and be consistent. Like, you don't have to stream for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours at a time. But if you stream for, like, an hour every Friday, that is an hour of content every Friday. That will still please the algorithm because it's still a decent amount of time. And your people know when to be there. But because it's like, if you're streaming, like, Monday this week, and then, oh, here it's Sunday the next week, and then Wednesday the next week, people aren't gonna know when you're live, especially, like, I get more people coming to my streams through my Discord live notifications than I do through Twitch's automatic notifications.
Same here.
I don't know why that's a thing.
I don't.
But it's just, that's how it is. So it's one of the things where it's like, I have regulars who lurk in my offline chat. So it's one of the things where I'll be setting up for stream and I'll have like 1 to 6 different viewers who are just chatting in my offline chat. And I'm just like, because they know, like, I'm going to see it. They know I'm going to be there. They know that stream's going to start soon.
Right.
So it's one of the things where I feel like it's like, that's, like, if all you can do is an hour once a week, that is still better than trying to stream, like, 5 times a week sporadically.
Very, very true.
And then 2 times a week the next. Like, if you can just guarantee a time slot and then, like, save the rest of the time to just focus on yourself, that is superior to then trying to just overwork and just get into this negative feedback loop.
The negative loop, yeah.
The negative feedback
loop. Yes.
Or would it be a positive feedback loop? Because, like, that sounds counterproductive, but a positive feedback loop, isn't that where it's, like, impulse causes other impulse to just continue? Or is it, no, I haven't taken a science class in forever.
I do not remember anything from science
classes. My brain is like, I feel like there's something in my brain. There's something here.
There's something in there. I don't know what it is or where it is, but it's there, I guess.
Okay. A positive feedback loop is a system where one variable increases the quality of another variable, which increases the quality or the occurrence of the first variable. So it would be a negative-positive feedback loop.
Yes.
A counterproductive positive feedback loop.
That is a mouthful. counterproductive positive feedback loop. But that is what it would be, though.
No, that's what it would be.
It's exactly detrimental to your health. Oh, my gosh. This has been a very fun conversation, I will say. We have been going for a while, and I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But, like, thank you so much for, like, all of the time. I have one more question for you.
Yes.
What are some things you hope to do with your content in the future? Or what are you hoping to do throughout the summer or throughout the rest of 2022? What are some things that either you're excited about or you're looking into doing?
So, that's a really interesting question, just because that sounded like a politician answer for a second there. Like, that's a really interesting question. But it's one of those things where, like, I have overarching, like, stream goals as far as, like, content goes, but because, like, overall, I am a Minecraft streamer, so it's like, I have projects in Minecraft that are going to be there, because I like to consider myself a mega builder. So it's like, I have my personal project of Heroeth, which I've taken a minor step back from, just because I need to rewrite the lore for it, because I had this, I will come back to this one, because that is a very long statement, but it's like, I'm just gonna do it now. So, Heroeth, the idea came from, I wanted to make a survival world in Minecraft that I was just going to keep doing for the rest of my streaming career. And then I spawned inside the middle of a huge ocean that, with sprinting, flying, and a speed 2 potion, takes a minute to get to land in any direction.
What?
Yep. So I did decide to go into creative and build a floating island for spawning because I invited friends. And that spiraled into what is now version 3 of my mega build of Hirith, with Hirith being the Welsh word that has no perfect English translation, but the butchered English version is longing for a home that doesn't exist or no longer exists. And from that, I just spiraled and made all of this lore, and I have like a really solid plot point for something that is going to take me months to get to. So Hirith's whole like info to dump is, this is a world that hold on. I'm going to my Twitch chat. I'm going to read you point blank what the command says.
Oh my god.
Because I had to make a command for this.
Mm-hmm. I am so excited. This sounds amazing.
Hold on. Where is my chat? Give me my chat.
Come to me, my chat.
Okay, now let's make sure I spell Hirith correctly because I haven't typed it in for a second. Me forgetting my own thing? Okay. It is a world of ruins, a world so wrought by the destruction by those that had once inhabited it that even the deities that once oversaw it, barring the goddess of death, have abandoned it to the hands of time. This, at its core, is a world rediscovered in the aftermath of a forgotten memory. So that's the premise of the mega build. And what I'm wanting is to have my origin point, which is the beginning and end, the rise and the fall. It's the first point of creation where the last thing will die. It's where you're supposed to enter this world and is the territory of the goddess of death. And that's where it's supposed to kind of give you the idea. But I have 4 different plot lines for 4 different continents. With multiple countries in each continent.
Oh my god.
In each continent has its own plot line. But the problem is, I have the north mostly planned out. I only have 2 of my gods. I need at least a pantheon for this to make sense. And I have none of the mythos down. But here's the thing is, a lot of this spiraled because of, when I would play Bed Wars, I made the joke that the void demands sacrifice. That everything eventually returns to the void.
Oh my gosh.
And then I liked the idea of making the void the goddess of death. So how do you turn a war god a death god into a war god? Because it's like, I'm like, well, what if the rhetoric was everything eventually returns to the void, succumbs to the void? Like, it's supposed to be comforting. But then why does the void demand sacrifice? So that spiraled and made a plot line. And I got a lot of people hyped about this plot line.
It
like,
sounds
I have
so sick.
No, I have Google Docs worth of like, lore.
Oh,
but the problem
gosh.
Is, I have no plan for the origin point beyond, like, an aesthetic. Mm-hmm. I want an overarching story that, like, connects everywhere, but then like smaller stories within each continent. Like basically take like a D&D campaign and just mash it into Minecraft. That's what I want. But the problem is I basically started with the middle of my story with no start and no end. Or like I have the So it's one of the things where I'm like, I'm having to like take a break from that to rewrite things. So that then when I'm actually building certain locations, I can tie things together. It's like,
right.
The origin point in my brain, what it represents has changed 3 times. Chat doesn't know this until this moment.
Oh my god! Like, holy shit!
Like, no, literally, one of the lore books that exists in the world has changed. But I haven't shown it to chat yet, so they don't know it changed.
Because
it's like, I basically figured if I'm not going to be on an SMP, then I'm just going to do all the lore myself.
But you're literally the Thanos meme of the, fine, I'll do it myself.
So I guess like a goal I want is to at least have a better blueprint for Hirith, but because that is like my token thing. I've had people come into my chat being like, I don't remember why I followed you, but I have like 1,000 channel points. And then I'm like, does this ring any bells? Shows them the floating island. Yo, you're that person!
You're that dude!
No, people recognize me because of Hirith. So it's one of the things where it's like, I have a story I want to tell.
Hell yeah.
I need to make sure that it's coherent and it makes sense. I don't want to just put things in the world for them to just exist. the because I actually had someone go like, well, why don't you just do what they do on Hermitcraft and just build things? And I'm like, but that's the thing, is I'm wanting to tell a story. If I just build things arbitrarily, it might, yes, organically make a story, but if I already have a premise, it's like, it's kind of like if you are like, if you just take random things together, yes, you can make a story from that. Like, there's so many people who already just do that, but it's like, I have a premise that has a meaning. Like, I have my prompt. So it's one of the things where it's like, if
why
I just
keep it going,
if I put my abandoned library on the origin point, on the floating island, that makes no sense for anything. Because, like, because the meaning of the library doesn't fit that location. So it's one of the things where if I just put things where, like, if I just put things arbitrarily in places, it changes the meaning of why they're there. Like, I have one location called the Ice Queen's Fortress. And the biome that it's in is very important to the continent that it's on. Because, so if I put that in the northern continent that has a different biome and a different plot line, it won't make sense. But because to the north is the Propaganda King and that plot line that has to do with the Goddess of Death. So if I take the Ice Queen's Fortress, so that is the epitome of the creation god being a fucking dick. No. I hate my creation god. They're a gender fluid motherfucker who just decides to cause chaos.
I want to see, like, this sounds like a fucking amazing story.
No, that's the thing, is it's like, I want it to be good, but because it's like, if I manage to achieve one thing, is I want it to be a coherent story that I can just walk people through and have people be able to write fan fiction, draw fan art, and cosplay. But because my biggest thing about having grown up in fandom spaces is that I want people to take Heroeth and get inspired by it. I've already had the people write one-shots about Heroeth without knowing anything about it, and that's what I want. I want people to just look at it and be able to go, like, yep, this is my sandbox, time to write my own original story.
That's amazing.
Like, I even tell people, like, when they ask me, like, what certain characters look like, it's podcast rules. If I don't explicitly say that a character has a feature, it is up to your imagination.
That's really cool.
Like, I think the only consistent feature that has been agreed upon is that the Goddess of Death is a person of color. That is, like, the only thing that I think the fandom has just agreed upon. And even then, it's like, if you draw her, literally with any skin tone, I won't care. But because at the end of the day, it's a conduit for your creativity. So I guess, like, my major goal of, like, this year is getting Heroeth a more consistent outline, so that then I can tell a story that then you can manipulate for your own creative purposes.
That sounds so cool. Holy shit. I'm so excited for you, dude.
And here's the thing, is Heroeth was, like, the first, like, major survival world I did that then just ended up being a creative world. Because I'm building it in a completely super flat world. So, like, terrain, buildings, everything is done by World Edit or by hand. So it's one of the things where it's like, this is my pet project. Like, I want to be streaming 10 years from now and have Heroeth just have evolved.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, and like, right now, it's like, I'm working on other little mega builds. Little mega builds.
Yeah! it's like Jumbo Shrimp, it's fine.
Yeah, just to kind of, like, keep my, like, so the Ben stream still has something, so I'm not, like, because I was floundering. It's like, I knew I didn't have an idea for Heroeth with, like, a certain thing. I made a tunnel, and I'm like, oh, I can tell, like, a creation myth here, or, like, a pantheon, or, like, something. And then that, like, made me realize, I have the location for something, but I don't know what to put there, but because I haven't thought it through.
Right.
So it's one of the things where it's like, I've been working, I've tried to build Undertale in Minecraft 12 times, and that number is arbitrary, it could have been more, it could have been left, with my friend on the number one creative Minecraft server, Edog. I don't even know if that server still exists. I think it does, but because it was a server, it kept deleting our progress, right?
So I've recently
brought that back, because, like, that's a little pet project of mine. It's like, I will build Undertale in Minecraft if it kills me.
Yes!
So it's like, it's things like that where it's like streaming allows me to actually like sit down and be like, I'm going to do this.
I will do this out of spite until I die.
Character Zahira canonically lives in a dilapidated abandoned library. Let me build the fucking library. I don't want to wait until I'm in the northern continent of Hereith to build the library when I can just build it now and like transpose it with World Edit later! Granted, the library I'm currently building probably won't end up being the final design, but hey, it forces me to actually, like, you know, build something.
Right!
That isn't mountains.
That is
no,
insane.
I spent so much time building the mountain entrance to Undertale, like, that matters.
Oh.
Because you start already, like, you know, falling down.
It's still a cool concept to, like, see built.
I like terraforming. I don't know why.
That's fair. Oh my gosh, Zahira, thank you so, so much. This has been an insane conversation that has gone so many places, and I've just loved every single second of it. So thank you
so, so much. It's called
the
ADHD.
Hey! Thank you so, so much for taking time out of your night to come talk and hang out with us. Guys, if you want to follow Zahira, and if you want to follow Zahira's journey through building all of fucking Undertale, or creating this amazing, what was it called again?
World of Ruins. It's Hereith.
Hereith! I kept wanting to say Hyreith, and I was like, that's not right.
Nope.
Follow Zahira on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Zahira. Thank you for sending that in DMs, because I... don't do the thing.
Like I said, it is a Welsh word.
I love it. I fucking love it. Go follow Zahira on TikTok as well. They have a few different TikToks, one of them being Zahira.irl or Zahira.cosplay. Yes, those are both very pog accounts. You should go follow them. And if you guys want to check out more of the Unmasked podcast, go to...
Yo!
check out Wendell Duke on YouTube. I post the VODs there. Well, not VODs, because it's not stream. But I post them there, as well as on Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, basically anywhere you get your podcast content, except for Apple Podcasts, because that is a bitch to set up. Anyway, thank you guys so much.
Let us whisper in your ear.
Oh my god. Thank you guys so, so much for joining us for this episode, and we will see you all later. Say goodbye, Zahira!
Bye-bye!
Goodbye! I gotta hit the button!